which commandment is the greatest? In today's gospel, Jesus gives his disciples an important piece of advice. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Desiring what God desires, valuing and understanding all the things the way God does, and choosing what God would choose if he were in our place is how we achieve happiness, by loving him with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. And Jesus packs the wisdom of the entire world into these two short commandments, giving them the meaning of life, the road to fulfillment, and the secret to happiness. However, the Pharisees are startled because Jesus said the second commandment is like the first, that loving your neighbor is like loving God. But Jesus makes certain that we don't misunderstand either of the commandments. These commandments involve Christian love, not some passing self-indulgent emotion, but a courageous lifestyle that puts God first, others second, and ourselves last. And Jesus presents us today with what true love is. Loving our neighbor as ourselves is to want and to seek the benefit of others with our words and our deeds, and to work tirelessly for their well-being and happiness, regardless of the effort that it requires. And he calls for us to help the other person in a selfless, honest, and authentic way. It's a commandment that is built on trust, on joy, and mutual respect. Jesus is the model for each of us to follow on how to love God and love our neighbors. First, he left the comfort of heaven to come and be with us in this fallen, pain-filled, difficult world. He lived for 30 years in poverty and humility, making a living through manual labor. And he allowed his enemies to humiliate him, unjustly condemn him, scourge him, crown him with thorns, and nail him to a cross. None of those experiences filled him with the warm and fuzzy feelings we usually associate with love. All of this was very hard for his human nature. All of it made him experience the deepest pits of sorrow and fear. Throughout his entire life on earth, he was a model of what true love looks like in this world, and that love is all about self-giving, and not at all about self-indulgence. Yet Jesus calls us to love each person we encounter, the ones we like, as well as the individuals we prefer to keep our distance from. Love is a wonderful ideal, but not one of us in here is without stumbling along the way. We fail one another. We must misunderstand each other. We disappoint ourselves and those we seek to love. And there's not one of us here that's not flawed in that respect. Each of us carries a kind of wound that simply complicates life and complicates love. So how do we love our relatives, our family, our friends? Is our relationship of love for our own benefit or for the advantage of the other person? Do we seek only our own good and not the benefit of others? When we love as God asks us to love, when we love as our Lord loves each one of us, then there is peace, serenity, and well-being in the life of the loved one as well as in our own life. And one of the best places for us to exhibit our love for our neighbors is here, right in this church, as we gather to accept God's love for us and share in that love with one another. This Eucharistic celebration brings together a diversity of people from various backgrounds, various cultures, and varying ages, with all of us being children of God. This gathering gives us a unique challenge for loving people through our thoughts about them, for loving people through the words we share before and after Mass, to love people by our actions as we move forward to the outside world. Sensible and true love always forgives, always respects differences, and always maintains that relationship through reconciliation, knowing that both parties want to solve the problems and overcome offenses. There's a sincere commitment with love that requires the ability to work through misunderstandings and anxieties. And it's an unreserved kind of love of soul and body, of feelings and mind. Today and every day, Jesus is asking us to love God wholeheartedly. God should be first and foremost in our lives. Wherever Jesus also tells us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Both commandments are challenging. However, the instruction to love our neighbor as we love ourselves may be more challenging than the first. We don't always like our neighbors. Some may be individuals who have wounded us, may have insulted us, or may have ignored us in the past. So today, let's approach the altar of God and ask Him to fill us with His grace, fill us with His spiritual treasures, so that we can learn how to love our neighbor in the same way God loves us, with honesty, with a desire to serve and do good, and with sincere affection and kindness. So once this Mass is over, let's leave this church determined to be an ambassador of God's love by using the help of Jesus to spring into action by accomplishing at least one of these this coming week. Visiting a sick or elderly relative we may not have visited for a while. Visiting a friend in prison to remind them that they are still human beings. Or having a cup of coffee with a friend who hasn't been to Mass for a while, reminding them that God hasn't forgotten about them. Yes, there's no shortcut to learning to love as Christ loves. It's like learning how to swim. We have to jump into the water and get wet. God's Holy Spirit is a great teacher, but He can't make any progress unless we are willing to take the risk of diving in. So if we take time this afternoon to dive deeply into today's short but impactful gospel story, we should easily understand how to love as God loves. That is the way God wants us to love Him. That is the way God wants us to love our neighbor.